why Robert Stanley was even ashamed. I want to walk here. Hallelujah. If you are tired, that is the only reason why you will not clap. You are tired.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, He said, 28, he said, if you leave these things and tell, he said, let your heavens be brass. That means no rain. That's what Elijah saw in the woods. So he came and said, no rain for 3.5 years. Because these men have left God. Israel cannot survive without a vital and living altar. And I need to tell you that those altars have left the physical places and entered the tabernacles of men and men's heart. When he was speaking, I was just praying that maybe half of you will enter into what he said. And from experience, I know just because we are many here doesn't mean that you even understand. That's why all of us did this service and God was moving in our midst. I don't know what God is doing in your midst, but let me tell you, this can't be the best, it won't be the last. Many people have seen God. In our days, we saw God pass our midst. Our the prayer set. We prayed as if prayer was our food. It seemed as if God lived with us. Years later, I went to Lagos. I saw the people I prayed with. Banks have collected them. Husband, wife, cars. The things of this life have collected them. Their fire has gone. They saw me, they said, pray, yo, you still have your fire. And I began to think, is it a question? I suppose everybody should have their fire by now. What took your fire? You see, the problem is that these men built, they didn't bother to rearrange the altar. They just started construction. What you see in the church, in every African church you see is construction. Every day they are teaching, they don't care, they don't bother about the hearts of the men. Their heart is far. There is no construction. The altar is rated. The altar is obsolete. Guess what? It takes spiritual intelligence to restructure the altar of your heart. You don't just come and just be doing anything. You will find out I'm warning. See, I just hope you heard. The day is not going to get better. Until we come, what you will survive of is what you got in cities like this. The word of the Lord is what happened in Egypt. That is what is happening now. Pharaoh saw a vision, and in that vision, he saw 7 years of plague and 7 years of famine. People will still suffer even though they know that this is what God is saying. You will survive by what you study. Huh? And where God starts is working in your mind. As soon as I saw what was happening, the presence of God just came. Because that is the bedrock, that is the move of God that has not moved in the heart of people has not achieved anything. And in case you think I'm saying this thing because I'm not anointed or I've not seen, I'm not sure there is anything in the miraculous God has not used me. I'm not sure. I have seen the glory of God come down, and it's not today, since campus days. Almost 10 years. And I finally come into the place where I found out the crux of the matter. The crux of the matter is the cross. The one that walks death to everything that is mundane, everything that is natural, everything that is flesh. Until we die to that, there is no need. All these things we are building on the flesh, building on self, building on everything, it will still crash. We are building, but we have not cared about the altar of the heart. Did you hear the song? He said, my altar calls. That means when you appear in heaven, you don't communicate with your vocal cords. You communicate with the voice of the altar. So your voice, the weight of your voice before heaven. You see, that is why. Do you even see the thing? It's a burning and shining light. That means your identity before God is not what we see in the natural. They came and asked him, he said, who are you? He said, I am the voice. Now you are the one that is calling him John the Baptist. When you the one that is moved, he knew that he is the voice. And he cries from the wilderness. I think we need to be buried into the heavenly places, and then we see our identity again. The way he lived. If John didn't know he is the voice, the one that cries from the wilderness, to the city. I hope you know that his Lord is your servant in the temple. Yes. Part of the reason why Jesus has to be accredited and validated by the ministry of John is that John represented the physical priesthood of his days. Even though because of his understanding of his calling, even though his Lord was to stay in the temple, he chose to stay in the wilderness. I was praying before I came, and God told me that there are some of you that will not go after your service. You will stay here. I took time to pray. If you will be a man that God will invest a level of grace that it takes to be custodians, I hope you know that part of the reason we have problems in this nation is that men that God should have sent to some of those places that there is commotion, some of them wouldn't have been able to do that they are doing if they were filled with the Holy Ghost. But they sent to you left. That's why everybody that comes to me, even if you are sent to Zamfara, don't care. I've been to Zamfara, I've been to Sokoto, I've been to. It seems as if my, even though I'm coming from down, it seems as if my mood is the type of Christianity that is weak, that lacks the capacity to survive adversity, that lacks the capacity to stay on. It's no money. God has to call us to deep places. We need to see what that meant and deep business with God in deep places. After 33 years of ministry, Paul said that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. Now don't rejoice. I know many of you have been reading that place that I may know you and you are praying. You don't know what Paul is saying. The power of resurrection is found on the cross. That is why for many things that Jesus bought for you, your cross is not one of them. You have to bear your cross to know him. Because that cross is supposed to minister death. And in the ministration of death, that is where resurrection life comes from. See, we have come face to face with the work of the last days. And there is only one thing that can conquer it. The life that came from resurrection. And that life cannot depart from you until the cross works it in. The resurrection power is on the cross. And men that continue to run away from the cross will not have the capacity to retain the life that it takes to change the world. What kind of encounter did these men have that they told them that they will kill them? They said it's a privilege, such that if you do not die by the cutting of your head, they will feel that they are subsumed. You can't do it, you can't do it. See, you can't just do it, though. It's not because we are saying, all of us can say, we'll die for Jesus. When it matters, everybody will be glad. It was Peter that said, Lord, I will die with you. Anywhere you go, man. As soon as a young girl, it was a small girl, that spoke, and Peter ran away. Until an encounter came. And he appeared before the same people that he's running away from. He said, the same Jesus you crucified, he's now the Lord and Christ. And 3,000 gave their life to Christ. Because a man had an encounter, something about him died, and Jesus rose up. See, our generation will continue to be distinct. The life of God will be locked up in your spirit. I know you are born again, but until it comes out, until there is a release of the spirit, then a generation will be deprived of life. See, ministry is life. Ministry is not preach. Ministry is not all these things you are doing. Ministry is life. The man that has the capacity to transmit, release life, the most is the one that has authority in the context of kingdom ministry. It is only on that basis that God begins to accord rank to men. That means if you want to grow in stature, if you want to increase your rank, submit to the cross. If the cross works, as the man of God said, he said, I die daily. There are many of you don't know what it means to die daily. It means that daily you walk the coals of fire and the crystals of the presence, so that some of the things you don't know are there will be revealed by that crystal. Sometimes, are you with me? Follow me. Sometimes you can even manifest the gift. You can even manifest. See, I tell you what I've seen. I've been around, and there is literally nothing you can use. In fact, I was born into church, and my father worked in the miracles. did not then is you need to fast and pray to walk in the miraculous, because I saw you raising the dead, doing not kinds of things. Until I rose up and I saw you need to do that. So I have seen things. I have been to meetings, not one, not two, I have lost count. And literally everybody is under the glory of the power of God. But I found out, until he has touched the man, it has not gone anywhere. It has not gone anywhere. It has not gone anywhere. And I have even found out that just because you cry when they do altar calls, I have got many altar calls, and people came and cried, and I thought, these tears meant that something happened to them. Only for me to find out that the tears is in their eyes, it's not in their heart. We have a generation that rent their garment and never left their hearts. You don't even know that your tears, what you are doing is inconsequential, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, the days will come and your convictions will be tested. You have to go deep. You have to go deep. You have to go deep. And for a man to go deep, one of the things that need to happen is that we have to find out who you are in the spirit. It will help you to pay the price that it takes. Are you getting the point now? Imagine if you don't know who you are, the son of the king, moving everywhere. That is the problem with the average believer that you see in Nigeria today. And because of that, servants walk on foot. Servants ride on horses and sons walk on foot. It's a problem. You know why? We are giving a lot of honor to things that don't matter to God. 70% of our prayer point, the governor of the state can answer you. And I want to ask you, are we making progress? That means our emphasis is on modernity. Jesus has to do something to you this weekend. He has to do something. Whether you accept or not, a cargo has to enter the territory. There are certain encounters you need to have. That the one that Isaiah had in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, the man was a cousin to the king. And he was eating the best of food, riding the best of cars, enjoying himself, and he was preaching the gospel, the cozy one. When he enters his office and God is everywhere, he said, the Lord is working. The Lord is working based on mundanities. Is that the proof that the Lord is working? Until Uzziah died. On that day, that man of God had an encounter and his eyes was open. He saw the glory of the excellency of the one he is serving. That means he's serving God for years. He has never encountered the one he's serving. That is the testimony of many people. They talk about Jesus, they don't know. If you know Jesus, there are many things. Your life will be very simple. If you know Jesus, there are no many things you will pursue. If you know Jesus, you don't know him. You don't know him yet. Every day I evaluate my life. I have come to the point that I even laid down ministry before God. I told God, if ministry will restrict me from continued and perpetual relationship with you, I stop. Before I started ministry, it's you that I know. My relationship with you is more important than preaching. Anybody can preach, brothers and sisters. We have had thousands of preachers, and God will continue to anoint men. But we need gatekeepers. We need guardians. See a man that kite. Fedesh Kota. Man te kite beresota. Lipania Tavia. One more minute.
the breaking of a brand new day. You is the day of the Lord. Our Lord is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of a dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. You is the man of the Lord. Our Lord is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Gave birth to the natural realm.
That is why men that are intelligent, that govern this space that we see, have to somehow find their strength in the spirit. That is where you are strong. Because that is the realm that has, that is the realm of reality. This one we are seeing here is not it. I saw limousine, and they parked it. You know limousine? I don't know. You know the car called limousine? I saw where it is parked near it was me. And I looked at it, and I saw this is intense. It is not reality. It is not reality. That there is no reality in that. And I need to tell you, there is no reality in anything that you see in the physical. The only reason why we touch anything in this realm is because there is purpose attached to it. If you remove purpose from your job, it is not useful. Remove purpose from marriage, it is not useful. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Remove purpose from your certificate, it is not useful. Remove purpose from car, from money, it is not useful. It will become a snare to you. That very thing that is good will become the reason why we serve Satan. It's a good thing, but you will serve Satan because of it. The reason is because you remove purpose. How can a man find purpose that have not found God, that have not entered into the heart of God to understand his bodies? So on the day of Pentecost, we are in the front end of the move of God, and many people are already missing it because they fail, they lack the capacity to interpret the nature of the move. They thought what it means to be to for something to be the move of God is if God, if I pray for you now, okay, listen to me in the name of Jesus, God will give all of you job, car, give you house, give you everything, and then you shout amen. It's good. Are you with me? It's good, but that thing, when you remove the purpose, the body that is in the heart of God lacks the capacity to achieve God's agenda. Keep me on strings. I want to be hearing it. I don't have time, and we need to plan. We need to fly. You have not prayed for us. Praying for us. I need to feel my wings. This ministry we are doing is the most sacred thing upon the face of the earth. The Bible says that holiness takes as they are carried. If you are not carried, you are speaking empty words. It lacks the capacity to draw men. You see, that is why Paul went from city to city. He was asking, soliciting for prayer that utterance will be granted to him. Because utterance is born in the crucible where bodies are born. If bodies came in your heart, you will need utterance to communicate it so that the heart of men will burn. The Bible said in the book of Luke, when Jesus was talking to those two guys on the way from Emmaus, the Bible said, later, when their eyes opened, they said, did our hearts not burn when he spoke? That means an accurate word ministry have two things that it must minister to you. The eyes that see and the hearts that burn. Are you with me now? So I need to feel my wings. Let me pray. Find me. Pray. Now listen. When there was a breakout of revival in the book of Acts chapter 2, the men that saw what was happening, you know what they said? They said that these men were filled with new wine. It was Peter that stood in their midst and began to interpret to them the meaning of what is important. He began to tell them stories that is bigger than them. They have been reading the Bible, they didn't even know that the Bible had a record of such a thing. Something is happening in their day and they cannot trace it to the scripture. The reason is because even though they are reading, their eyes is blind, they can't see it. So on those days that the move of God has started coming again, we need interpreters, men that retain the capacity to lead men on the right path as a result of their understanding of what is happening in the throne room of God, in the confessions. Listen to me. This thing I'm saying is not something you enter into by prophetic gifts. No. Majority of people that have prophetic gifts, what they have is capacity to bring things in the spirit. It's just like somebody that has radio. No. Stop. Join me in 10 minutes. You're not with me. Join me in 10 minutes. Be praying. We need, you don't know what we need to deliver. It's not just these people here, it's territorial. Huh?
when we stand, we also do warfare. You might think I'm preaching, but it's warfare we are doing. So that some things will be possible for you. We need to smuggle a cargo here. We have been praying for long, as soon as we get the notice. I'm not supposed to be here. It was hard for me. But as soon as they called me, even in the short notice, I have a witness in his name to come. And that is enough for me. If this is my short walk with God, that is enough. That is what has saved me. This is the reason why young ministers die and others survive. Just this reason. Are you with me? Now follow me. Now on the day of Pentecost, what was happening in that day? It has never seen. Even Satan knows. That's why the big cathedral, Satan can come there and sit down. Sit down and nobody can even, nobody knows. And every day we come and say we are worshiping God. Men are being led, thousands are being led straight to hell fire. Because there is no Elijah. That is why a man like Elijah has to appear. Elijah is beyond a person. Elijah is a system. Because when John the Baptist appeared and began, there is a place I'm driving to, the burning and shining light. That's where I'm going to go. I need to lay a foundation. I need to bring interpretation to you. See, when people, I'm a praying person. I pray to the point that God said you can now preach. So, if you leave me now, my job is to pray, because I found that real prayer cannot be done in the flesh. That is why people prefer to preach than to pray. I mean real prayer, not give me car, give me husband, give me. Real prayer, kingdom prayer. I mean, you go on 3 days fasting and say, God, this is my anger. I don't want it. You can't do it now. You have been hoping that your anger will go. You don't hope. You become deliberate. You have to be deliberate on it. So people can go on 50 days breakthrough fasting. If you can go on 50 days breakthrough fasting, you know you can't just assume that breakthrough will come. Why can't you go on 50 days humility fast? You are deliberate on it. You are deliberate on it. You are deliberate on it. Deliberate on it. Deliberate on it. A season will come, even if they used to know you as the most proud person in your territory, they will look at you and the humility that will be worked out of your life, it will be obvious that it is by the hand of the Spirit. I'm not saying humility, I'm not saying by conformity. I'm saying humility as a result of the workings of the Spirit. There are people that is like this. It is their nature. They have always been gentle. No, that's not what I'm talking about. If you man pressure on them, you will see the lion in them if you appear. I'm talking about the one that, you know, like pure gold. If you man pressure on gold, it begins to get better. Begins to get better. Subject it under high temperature and pressure. If the glory in it will even appear. It is a proof that is by the workings of the Spirit. A season will come, all the things we have emphasized that is the real thing. Those things, their power has left. Have you not noticed the power has been taken from the church? What they think is power is not power. The power is what you'll be looking for. The power that we need in this last days is not just the power to get things, it's the power to reject. We have preached so much about the power to get this one, get this one, get. What of the power to reject? As you are now, you don't really know what you can do. You don't know what you can do if you see 10 million now in the bank. And your mother needs an operation that needs 2 million. Now, if there is no need, it will be easy for you. Maybe you can say you can reject. Your mother has a need. And your people in the village, there is no roof over there. And when they brought that money, 20 minutes before they brought it, your mother called you on the phone and said, if you don't do something, we will die. And they brought 20 million. And this 20 million is not something a believer should touch. That's the day you know who you are. Because you need power. Say you need power. The power you need on that day is the power to reject. And that one is tough. That's where we measure men. That's where the men appear. That's where real men appear.
It is a proof of how much the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart. And I need to tell you, if you have not deliberately handed yourself over to the Holy Spirit to work the power of resurrection into you by the ministration of the cross, the day will come, you will think you are strong. You are not. The day we reveal it. Now, me, I'm telling you, the day we reveal it, that you are not as strong as you thought. See, real humility is having the right estimate of yourself. And if a man has the right estimate of himself, one of the words that will be on his lips perpetually is that he is insufficient, that he is dependent, that he is in need. That is the true posture of a meek man. A true posture of a meek man is a man that has come into the place where he has realized his utmost need of God. Even though he can do many things, even though he has the power to do things, but his need of God supersedes his capacity to accomplish everything. He's a meek man. Are you hearing me? We have come again to the protest of the matter, and I come to give you interpretation. Continue. And I come to give you interpretation. Because if there is no interpretation, men will leave that meeting and think that these men are drunk on alcohol. They won't know that a new policy direction has come from heaven, and God is looking for new men. It seems as if the people that pioneer the old way, they have been so caught up with what they are doing that they are not willing to listen to God anymore. And God has to abide on that. That's always the word of God. In the days of the burning and shining light, there is a reason why there is need for the burning and shining light. It was because on that day, the priesthood in the temple was corrupted. It is only one high priest at a time. But on that day, Annas and Caiaphas were the high priest. Two men, the same time, high priest. There is no two high priests. It's a violation. It's a violation that heaven is willing to cause. It's a violation. We have only one mediator, the one man, Christ Jesus. Men stood in the temple and they were violating the orders of God, forgetting that the physical tabernacle is a token of the things that is represented in the heavens of God. What we do in the natural is a mirror image of what is in the spirit, as I've told you. And what we do in the church is a mirror image of what is in heaven. You will see. So when you see the church, the tabernacle, the shewbread, the mercy seat, that reality in heaven can be found in you, can be found in the ministrations, where we have entered the plane in the spirit that is called Zion. 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 Have you heard about Zion? Yes. In that place, there is, we are in the company of innumerable angels. The spirits of just men made perfect. More importantly, the blood of the sprinkling is Zion. So in case you don't know where is Zion, if you have entered the place in God where these things have ministered to you, you will know that these are the signs of Zion. These are the structures of Zion. There are structures in Zion. There is a way to know in case you don't know. Peter said, these men are not from mind as he spoke. Something is happening to them. The Holy Ghost came as a result of the policy direction that came from heaven. As a result of the policy direction that came from heaven, God wanted to do a new thing and is in need of vessels. If you want to do something, you look for vessels. If God wants to do something, you look for men. Huh? Men spend money, God spends men. Are you with me? So there is no possibility of God achieving his agenda until he finds a man that he can speak. Paul said that I will gladly spend and be what? Spent. That means God took Paul like this and was buying. And was buying. Spending Paul until Paul was fully spent. Just as you spend money, God spends them. So when there is a new policy direction from heaven, that policy direction will begin to implicate men upon the face of the earth, so that there will be a possibility of God achieving his aim. Just like in the days of Paul, it was the same in the days of the Acts of the Apostles. God is in need of a new priesthood, because the time for the Messiah to come has arrived, and he needed a man that will introduce him to a generation. He needed witnesses. John arrived and said that the one that sent me told me, he said, when you see the one that the Holy Ghost comes upon, rest, that is the one. He said, he sent me to baptize. It was then that we found out that baptism, men saw John baptizing and many people giving their life, repenting and all that. Now, repentance is what is happening to people. But the interpretation will tell you that there is a reason why John is standing there. And people are repenting. People are repenting. But repentance is not the end. He is waiting for the Messiah to come. That is the end of the book of condition. Anytime there is revival, the hallmark of revival is that men will be convicted and they will be brought into the places where they cry out for nothing but God. And they die and tighten. Not because they want to, because there is a pull in their heart. Something beyond the powers of their will. We have seen that men, they saw Jesus and bowed. Something bigger than them. Something stronger than them. The plans that they made, they suspended it. Not because they want to, but because they pull in his spirit. The days of God are here, brothers and sisters. I speak because God sent me. We are coming a new day. The way it's been done before is no more useful. We need to understand the move and align with your daddy from heaven. The heavenly arm is set. We are waiting for the heavenly arm. We have come to the place in the spirit that Jacob called man and man, where the heavenly host meets the earthly host. That is what we cause the commotion that we need. You see, men, they think that we conquer because of our strength. No, we conquer because of alignment. We are aligned with the heavenly host. When you are aligned, you have entered the place called man and man. The book of Genesis chapter 32. As soon as Jacob left his father-in-law leper, he turned, he said he made the host of angels. He said they called the name of the place man and man, because that is the place he encountered angels. And any time God wants to bring to a halt the works of Satan, bring down the powers of evil, win the war by a power that men have not seen, he will just find a few people, sometimes 300, sometimes few of them. All he needs from them is to align. Once they align to the heavenly host, then they will grant God through their vessel a permission. They will become conduits. They will become vessels to bring into the same life. Because life is the only thing that has the capacity to conquer death. Anything that lacks the capacity to bring into the regions of God, when you touch it, you don't touch God, then it's dead. No matter how good it is. So we need to be brought to the place where anything we thought about your life, whether you smile, whether you eat, whether you buy clothes, whether you sleep and wake up, it will be in the riches of God. You don't just wake up and do things, you do it because the Spirit leads you on that path. Lead us through the ancient path, the path of the Spirit, where eagles are trained. There is a path that no fowl know it. The vulture's eyes have not seen it. The lion's web has not trodden upon it. The battle of sons. In those places, you are in your own name. Everybody is in training, but you are in your own name because your dealings are specific. Your dealings are calling specific. Your dealings are destiny specific. Some of you, God will call you and tell you every night, wake up and give me 2 hours. But you won't wake up now, you won't do it. You won't do it because you think it's about yourself. You will look at what you are earning. Sometimes we pray for years. They said there is no result in your life. Your ministry, see what is happening. Nothing is happening. They didn't know. They don't understand the program of heaven, the structure of heaven. If it was like that, that woman, Anna, that stayed in the temple should have left. If it was like that, Simeon shouldn't have appeared. But these men are staying there. They are doing ministry. You think their ministry is about their preaching. Their ministry is not preaching and gathering of people. They're just like John. They are burning lights. Just like John, they are shining lights. Just like John, they are voices in the wilderness. They have an immortal identity. The one that brings in the natural is just an undercover walk. Are you with me? As long as they are standing on their post, the Messiah will appear. And once he appears, he says, behold the salvation of Israel. The temple has been polluted. The priesthood has been violated. In our day, we have double priests, high priests. And God has left the human temple. God has entered the wilderness. With John, he went to the wilderness. And he's saying there, what did we do to move God to the wilderness? He's no more interested in our cozy halls. He's no more interested in our flesh pampering messages. Huh? See, me, I want you to be successful. But 7 keys to success is not what you need on these days. 7 keys to success, as good as it is. When you get the success, Satan can hijack it from you. You hear what I'm saying? See, the truth is that. Let me tell you, the church in the Northeast needs a lot of financial support. And the way God structured the church in Nigeria is that those funds should be coming from there here. Because of the nature, it's God all wise that functions like that. But what we do now is new house, new cathedrals, new cars, new things. We are not interested in empowering missionaries so that they'll be, because the truth is that if missionaries were empowered, giving everything they want, many of the people giving trouble would have been tongue talkers. Is it not you? If you are a tongue talker, there is no time to carry on. You are now a tongue talker. So once you break that way, God will go to the wilderness and say, and John was there. When you see him, you will think he's just there doing some things. No, he is there because he's a body. He has to burn and shine. So that even though he's in the wilderness, men can come and meet him there. Are you with me? The burning and shining is not the end in itself. It is to draw the kind of men that he meets. The wilderness, see, as far as God is concerned, the wilderness is not a limitation. In fact, the wilderness is good. It is good to minister a high level of separation to you. Sometimes, many people get God corrupted not because they want to, but because they align themselves to false associations. And when, the Bible said, evil communication corrupts good manners. It simply means that when we find you aligning with certain kind of people, no matter how good your calling is, you will find out that the potency at best. That is, if you are still correct, the potency will be what has happened. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. After this season, you will get your because God is sending you. And there were days, in the days of the SU revival, I'm a student of revival. I've studied revival from the book of Acts down. And I've studied the one in this nation. The SU revival, in those days, people don't get job because they offer them 500,000. They don't get job because they gave them 1 million. Their interest is where God is. When they pray, they don't pray for answers. They pray into encounters. They pray into God. These days, these men get answers, they stop. That's why 2 hours prayer is enough for you. If you are praying to God and you get encounters, you know God is eternal. He dwells in a frame of reference called eternity. That means it's a frame that no matter how much time you spend, if you enter there, you will find out there is more. There is more. And your Savior Jesus, your Lord Jesus, the Bible said he will stay all night and pray. Meanwhile, he's coming back from a miracle service. If you are the one that came back from a miracle, the dead lived, the blind eyes saw, cripples walked. Oh my God, you have arrived. Why are you fasting? They will even ask you. Somebody came and met me. He said, man of God, if God gives me half of the grace he has given to you, then I will stop. I have everything that I need. Then I'm cool. I'm ready for ministry. But God showed me something bigger than ministry. He showed me that time is a gift. Time is a blessedness that a man can lay hold on and write his name in the sands of eternity. See, mortal men are not supposed to deal with those things that are bigger than us. But there is a special liking. There is a love that God has for humanity. No wonder they ask questions in the book of Psalms. Say, what is man? What is man? It's a big question. It's not who is man, it's what is man. It's not the same thing. It's what is man? What is man? What is man? It's a strange phenomenon that came upon the plains of the universe. And that man has become the center of God's attention and focus. God has refused to do any other thing any other way without involving the man. What is man? What is man that God summarizes his plans and his ways in the ways of men? What is man that God received a permanent mutation just to become that man? What is man? What is man? What is man that the corporate expression of the heavenly man is called the church? And the members, they are all for human beings. What is man that God has decided, according to the book of Ephesians, that the church is the eternal organ through which he will war and express his wisdom? What is man? What is man that God has decided to reveal his plans and purposes, achieve his aim, even in ages to come beyond this age through the church? A body of men, human beings. What is man? What is man that God has subjected himself to our ways? What is man? That was the question that certain beings that are high ranking, that have thrones, ask. You need to understand this thing. You need to understand who you are. Who are you? If I ask you who you are now, you probably tell me where you came from. Where are you from, my brother? Taraba. Where is Taraba? What's your name? See, if I ask you, say it's Moses. We don't know you yet. Sometimes you have to pray for long. I prayed and fasted for long before I knew who I was. Meanwhile, this thing I'm saying is not because there is no prophecy on my life. I had a supernatural bent. 3 years before they gave birth to me, because my father was a prophet, God told him, marry this woman because he will have this child. So he had my name before he ever married. And God told him the child will have her and he will preach the gospel. That's the kind of, but that is not what I'm talking about. As good as that one is, when I woke up and began to understand what ordination is, I began to pray, I prayed to the point that when I was doing new service, Hamatan morning, January, Hamatan, I was in state prayer service, Hamatan, I will pray till the floor was German floor. I will pray in cold Hamatan morning till the sweat in my body will soak the floor as if they pour water there. It was in those days I tested a little what Jesus saw in Gethsemane. It was small. And I knew no man can pass that plane except the Holy Ghost helps him. From that day, I knew that real prayer can only be done when the Holy Spirit helps you. You will die. It's too much. You, It's when I passed through that place, I actually knew the burden that Jesus carries. You don't know the things. You don't know what God has done. If you know, you will stop sleeping. There are many people that are making them to fast, making them to pray. You have not entered into the presence of God. When you enter there, it's not because you want to fast. Food will go. On those days, I will look at food, I will ask food. I used to ask food, what is the benefit? What am I benefiting from this food? What is my destiny benefiting from oily food? For you, you sleep once, it's 5 a.m. They say, ah, is it 5 already? 5 a.m. Is it 5 already? What is the usefulness of sleep to your day? You don't have body. You don't. When you have body, you will find out Jesus will finish miracle. He said that go and pray all night. What is this man looking for? Until he came to the book of Hebrews, he said that he raised a strong cry to him that is able to save him. He said he was here in that he feared. There is a burden in the heart of God. I pray that many, as many that hear me, that God will afflict you with at least a measure of that body. That is all you need. When you have that body, it will begin to navigate your life. Take your path. It is the body that took John to the wilderness. It is not because men sent you. There are things that men will send you to do. When you go there and suffer, you say, ah, it's because they sent me here. They don't let me know. If God is driving you, when you get there, anything you see there, you take it as honor. Because you know you are driven by God. It is a privilege. For this reason, I'm born. For this reason. You know this gospel I'm preaching to you, I'll preach it everywhere. And it's easy to preach it here. But it's another thing over there. A woman met me many years ago, sir, and told me, this thing you are preaching, nobody will come to your church. The way you are preaching, nobody will come to your church. I went to God, I started crying. How can you give me a gospel that will chase away people? I didn't know that God saw the future. And then we come, when men will see the fruits, there will be scarcity of bread very soon, very soon. If everybody is talking, but there is no bread in the house, but people are talking. You listen to them, your spirit is not fed. You listen to them, you don't receive a fresh impartation from heaven. There is no impetus. There is no there is no fresh encounter with God to begin to join. You are getting weak in your spirit, but there are people you listen to. Suddenly, you begin to realize indeed. I'm not sure God is moving, but from the way this person is talking, it seems as if it's true. There are people like that. Somebody came and met me. He said that my body and hunger is contagious. That just because he's looking at me, He doesn't fully understand what I'm saying. But something in him, his spirit is connected to my spirit. Even though his understanding is not yet as fruitful as my own, but his spirit is receiving the ministration. Continue. Let your spirit respond first. Sometimes it might take 1 year. And then you will enter into the reality of what your spirit touched. Your mind is, somehow the mind is not as sharp as you think. The spirit is faster. The spirit moves at the rate of light, even faster than light, at the rate of thought. Are you with me? Follow me. God will put his hands on young men. Let me tell you. The prophecy that is hanging on Esther. Thank God I had the privilege of serving. If there is anything, there are a few things I've done correctly. My life. Giving my life to God during my youth service, I think is one of the most important. 2014, from 2011 December, a friend of mine, he was a campus vice president. He came and told me, he said, it was December, he said, let's go and fast. Of Bet Mountain, I went to the University of Nigeria. There's a place called Bet Mountain.
the campus is surrounded by mountains. There's a place called Bet Mountain, and that place has buildings that were burnt down during the Civil War. Those buildings served as observatories. So it's still there. So men enter there to go and do business. You go there, you will see years of men that have encountered God in those places. My friend said, let's go. Somehow, I responded. We went. Started from December 19, 2011. We fasted for 5 days. We came back on December 25th. People are eating Christmas tea. The Harmattan was blowing me. I must have fasted more than 6 to 6 that time. On the second day, I thought I would die. On the third day, God came and told me. He gave me an encounter. It was then that I knew that I would preach like this, even though the evidence didn't come until 8 years later. He said, I give you a mouth and a wisdom that men cannot receive. Even if you don't like me, you will still know that there is something about you that is bigger than what you are seeing physically. It's an ancient spirit. It was there that God encountered me, but that is not the end. I came and said, oh, I did 5 days. And then God now told me, what I expect of you is a fasted life. I said, what is a fasted life? I hope it's not what I think it is. I hope it's not what I think it is. Hey, hey, my heart was beating. As I'm saying it, if you think God is telling you to do the same thing, probably you are expected to do the same thing. Fasted life. That thing you are thinking it is, that's what it is. I went to the book looking for explanation to water it down. My brother, since 2013, I've been fasting for a minimum of 250 days. See now. I'm no more fasting to get it. I'm fasting to become a kind of man. My strength is not in the natural. I've fasted to the point that my inside has become hard as granite. I look at life and it's not worth anything to me. It's not a preaching. See, if what I'm saying is just a preaching to psych you up, it will not work anything in you. Well, you will see. After now, if you try to get back to your normal, you can't. Because what I have been saying to you is a lie that I have. See, it's beyond a preaching. God walked in a man so that men can enter. Paul said that I suffer in my body so that I will meet up with the measure of suffering that Jesus did not meet up. I said, who is Paul? Who is Paul? Paul is saying that the suffering of Jesus was not complete. I said, who is this man? You know what he's trying to say? There are many men that will not benefit from what Jesus did except you pay a price for it. It's when we pay a price for it, we become the conduits of the same life that Jesus died to give to us. There are many men that will not know what it is. They will never know sanctification. You think people don't want to be holy? There are many people that want to be holy. Somebody has met me said, you don't know the things we have. Somebody was fasting, he was fasting that masturbation should stop. Fasted for 3 days, on the third day he used masturbation to break the fast. People are suffering. On that day, what the person needs is not counseling. What he needs is to be brought to the riches of life. Something bigger than him is breaking him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are some people that want to be free, but in the night, a demon of succubus and incubus. Succubus will come and sleep with the man. Incubus will come and sleep with the woman. They will come out and feel polluted, feel weak, feel drained. Those are not the times of counseling. Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, the liberation, the realm where those men are supposed to feel the impact of freedom is already in Christ. It's a reality in Christ. Unfortunately, that reality will not get to them until the man pays the price to become a conduit of the same life. That is why God needs you to do that. There is a generation that will suffer. The minimum is your family. Every man has a territory to govern. The minimum is your family.
in the days of the Acts of the Apostles, when a man is saved, the Bible said, him and his family, him and his family. Why are you leaving your family behind? That means a man has a duty and duty for his family. Daddy, are you leaving? Thank you, sir, for following us. Is this the end? I want to stay in the session again. This is the end. Okay. I will communicate. Now, listen, follow me. Do you know it is after that fasting? 2013, I now fasted for, I fast 3-4 days every month. 4 days. 1, 2, 3, 4 or more. I won't eat. I did it. First month, nothing happened. Second month, nothing happened. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, ten, 11. Fasted for 1 year. I said, this is 1 year, it's around the clock. It is you that is saying 1 year. You know, there are people that is saying that this is a new year. It's the mortars that call it new year. What is the mortar saying? For some of you, you are still in last year. Are you with me? Oh?
Yes, sir.
Hey. Some of you are still in last year. You have not entered new year. Is the calendar, human calendar, that says new year? What is the spiritual calendar saying? Imante cobre tanta sinamante cobre niatoka sosa mante pata aprende moko sasa batalia repatia comante petedoa sata patria caponian tacabela si teles
They are doing skill acquisition. I was with my earphone at the back. Because one of those days before I went to youth service, I had an encounter. And suddenly, in that trance, God brought our orientation camp to me. And I saw it. It was there and there that I knew that I would serve in the NCC. It was not an afterthought. Then when I came there, they did the election selection, whatever. They thought they are the ones that chose me. No, God sent me. You see, the only reason why you can survive in territories like this is because you sustain the same mentality. Huh? It's not because anybody called you to do anything. I know I was sent. So I was not living. It was easy for me to pass through many temptations. It was hard time. Satan sent many things to frustrate me, to make me work very hard. But I knew it was not man that sent me. Some of them said, they will suffer them. Are you the president? You and I don't know if they still call Papa and Uncle this. Papa and Uncle, they have a lot of power. They are good guys, but sometimes. But I need to know who I am first, and I need to know that I was sent. If you know that you are sent, you will realize that everything is changing. Even the Bible said that all things work together for the good of those that love God and them that are called unto His purpose. I mean, even bad things work for your good. There is nothing like bad except you are not in alignment with purpose. If they are in alignment with purpose, it is still good because that is where it will end. At the end, by the time we close, there is one last thing that happened to me. And our president called me and said, "Indeed, you are a spiritual man." My friend called me and said, "You are passed." See, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, how many of you are about to pass out? Let me now tell you. Just because they gave you certificate doesn't mean you are passed out. It is not like my message. Just because they gave you certificate doesn't mean you are passed out. The human beings that said you passed out. What are the spirits saying? Because you think you survived in this life, your certificate. Go and ask the people that had 2 1s 5 years ago. They have not been able to do anything with it. Somebody doesn't like this, my message. When you speak this night, you will continue hearing my voice. Especially you that is, this is my voice. God sent me. You will hear my voice. God must get men here. God cannot. Do you know where He sent me from? He must have men. He's a boss. If you refuse, angels will drag you. There's somebody that refused to surrender to Jesus. Some angels touched him. I know why some of you don't. There are angels that will touch you like this. You will be mobilized for 3 days. You will be mobilized. There is a touch you will receive. How much time do I have? Give me. Let me know when to round up. You will be mobilized. I went to a meeting. A young man said, "Give me what you have. I want everything you have." Does this young man know what he's asking? I just said, "Lord, give me a little of what I have. Just a little." And the young man fell on the ground and rolled like crayfish. You know crayfish? The thing is like this, as if it was bent. The young man, and his hair like you, was turning red in color. Red. 5 minutes, it was getting worse. 15 minutes, I was even afraid for his life. I thought he was dying. He's good. I have to beg God to reduce it. Remove. Oh God, remove. It was when God removed him, he now recovered. Since that day, I think with that young man today, he has stopped asking for that kind of thing. They are encounters. Somebody said, "I came in the dream and laid hands on him." He in the dream. Physically, he fell down from his bed and he couldn't walk for some minutes.
Some of you will have encounters in your visions. Angels will come. You will find that I'm not saying this thing to psych you up. I'm not saying it to maybe make you feel bad. No. This is the reality of the move of God. I came to bring you interpretation that God is in need of men that have not corrupted themselves. I think some of you don't know that there is a reason why God brought you to Northern Nigeria. So that you will not feel fat. Some of you wanted Lagos. God separated you here so that you will not be, you would have enjoyed yourself. You will be going to some kind of program. You think it's program that makes men? It's wilderness. What makes men is not program, it's wilderness. That's what makes men. When you come out of the wilderness, you will become a burning nation. Even if you are sitting in the wilderness, men will come. All Judea went out to the wilderness to hear John. All Judea! All Judea! I speak of the things that I've touched and handled. In the lockdown, I called for 24 hours prayer. Our hall is the biggest rented hall in my village. God has been ministry in my home, in my village. Have you not ministry in the village? Now, your own village. You know, there is a difference between village ministry and your village ministry. It's not the same. Because as I'm moving on the road after preaching, some people will come. There's a way you call me and we know you are my village man. You say, Jebu! Even you can't call this one, please. You only. So I was on bike one day, moving. And somebody called me, Jebu! I said, my village people has found me. But even in that place, in the wilderness, people feel the hall within him. I say it's prayer. Probably you have not seen me where I'm praying. Have you? Maybe after now, some of you will collect one or two of our messages. You will see what is prayer. When you hear it, you will ask God to help you to pray. His locomotive is water carry. But they get it. Then you drive like that for 3 hours. After driving for 3 hours, you now get ready to pray. The days you learn how to pray, you pray to pray. It is these days that people just come and pray. They come for prayer and everybody come on prepared. In the days that we pray, we learn how to pray. You pray to pray. But these days, people come to prayer unprepared. In our days, everybody came praying. Because they are coming for 12 hours, 10 hours, 6 hours prayer. All of them came with 2 hours in the night. When I entered the meditation camp, I came as a saint man. It was from there that we began to make war. The city came. The territory was open. I don't know how many of you, if you have listened to my message, in one of those days, we were in the family house praying. And then suddenly, an angel of the Lord suspended between heaven and earth. And what he was carrying in his hand is a pot filled with fire. Fire. It's a spiritual reality. He asked us a question. He said, I need your permission to break it. It was said that he broke the thing in our midst, and people prayed for 3 days non-stop. They forgot. Tomorrow morning, people forgot that they need to go to work in their BBA. Tomorrow morning, it seemed as if Jesus lived in our midst. Ah! On those days, you don't tell them to be born. You don't tell them to pray. You don't tell them to stop breaking people. What you need is to get heaven to invade. From that day, I knew it's not about begging. When people encounter God face to face, they will cry out to him. Doesn't matter whether he saw that or Tarsus. When he saw Jesus, he said, Lord, who art thou? Who down.
Heaven was a sound.
But when he came in the upper room, what was it? It was fire. So you need to go to the upper room to know that it was sound that they were making. When it came to the visions of men, it was fire. Fire. So sometimes they are making this and you won't know that what is a call to angels to begin to position themselves. Seraphs, cherubs. It's a beckoning. We are crying to the gates in the spirit, the answer to our names, to open up. There are gates that answer to our names. The Bible says, lift up your head, so you get, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And they ask, who is that? He said, the King of glory. So it was not enough for you to appear to gates. You must retain a name that can make those gates to open. And then possibilities are released for men in the spirit. There is a call. I need to tell you that there are encounters that is hanging over many people's lives as I'm seeing in the spirit. It's just that the gates are locked to them. What they need is men that have the capacity to open the gates of encounters. Salia Bakas, Venenes, Karia Daria Sata. In the next 5 minutes, things will begin to happen in this place. I'm looking for a lady. Don't worry, don't stand up. Be ready. The power of God will come on that lady. That's what God told me while I was praying. And once it comes on that person, then we'll begin to pray and trust God for a mighty move here. It will be a way we are going to start. God will grip your soul. Grip your being. Grip your being. Grip your being. It was when I entered that meeting, when I finished, I wanted to leave, and a young man rushed to me, a young prophet. He called me Samuel. He said, your name is what? Moses. The young man met me and called me Samuel. I said, my name is not Samuel. He said that the people that sent him said that my name is Samuel. Meanwhile, my name is Chinedu Joshua. So there is no connection to Samuel. That means when you appear in the spirit, you retain an identity that is different from everything you are given in the natural. Your journey on earth can only be correct when you take your tangent from your identity in the spirit. Who are you? Your journey was a burning and a shining light. Men tread the path of earth. They have not realized who they are in the spirit. Their immortal identity is hidden. You know that Jesus wouldn't have died, wouldn't have gone to the cross, except the question he asked in the book of Matthew chapter 16 was answered. He said, who do men say that I am? Many of them said it was Jeremiah. Many said it was Isaiah. As long as they continue to say that, well, that is what Jesus is. He is not yet entered the realm. His father told him, a season will come. And once you hear that testimony, then you are ready to die. You are ready to be offered up. You are ready to be finished to another plane in the spirit, where the realities of your next assignment is so bizarre. But until men are able to identify who you are in the spirit, then that region, that place has not arrived. He said, whom do men say that I am? And Peter, by the Holy Ghost, came and said, that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. It was there that we knew that the one that had prayed with them was the living Son of God himself. And after that time, he took them to the mountain. And when he prayed and prayed again. And the Bible said that the fashion of his countenance was altered, and then his visage became something else, and he saw the glory of God upon him. He had beholded such an appearance that had the capacity to trap Moses and Elijah, and it was there that they handed off the copy of their own assignment. From that day, the scripture said, according to what was now captured in the book of Hebrews, he said that God, who has so many times and in diverse manners has spoken unto our fathers through the prophets, has spoken to us in these last days by his Son. It was in those days that Moses stopped speaking to us. It was in those days that Elijah stopped speaking to us. It was in those days that Jesus became the voice. Who are you? We need to find ourselves in this field. This is not who we are. We must take a journey. We must take a journey to Horeb. That is where we eat. The Bible said that the angel met Elijah. He said, eat and drink, for the journey is great. The journey of the kingdom is a distant journey. Men will sit and eat again. When Elijah finished eating, he said, I'm okay. But the angel asked him again. He said, Elijah, eat one more time. Elijah finished eating. The angel asked him one more time. He said, Elijah, eat. But the journey, he didn't say the journey is far. He said, the journey is great. If you put a toll on your strength, if you put a toll on your character, if you put a toll on your attitude, if you put a toll on your mindset, so you need to eat it. And when Elijah ate, he began to journey to Horeb, the place of encounter. He began to journey to Horeb, the place of the voice of God. He began to journey to Horeb, the place of identity. It was there that God gave him fresh instruction. The thing that we open up, the new citizen God. Men don't just have new things. It is because there is a positive direction from heaven. And then we begin to take our journey because of the mighty numbers that came from heaven. God is speaking and is saying in this place, I need men that have identified who they are in the spirit. Who are you? Who are you? He said, God, for John, he was a burning and a shining light. There is a determination in your heart this weekend. I must find who I am. There are men that is in the business world. Every day they are casting money in the bank. Meanwhile, they don't know that they are prophets unto nations. As long as you continue living like that, you will think you are an ordinary man. Unless an encounter comes. And then you begin to realign yourself according to the revelation of the identity that you have in the spirit. As long as men call Jesus the son of Joseph, he can't die. He can't die as the son of Joseph. As long as they call him Jeremiah, he can't die as Jeremiah. As long as they call him Isaiah, he can't die as Isaiah. Until they say, you are the Christ, the son of the living God, that is not one that is qualified to die. Who are you? For John is the voice. I want you to lift your voice in the next 2 minutes. Ask God, show me who I am in the spirit, so that I can take my journey. The days are coming when God will put his hands upon me. Saria Pere Kotalia, Ape Kotaskate, Manta Kakiriata, Sakanate Katalia, Tatatara, Tatatena, Manta Kateta. Thank you.
lift up your hands. God has begun to work. In the next 5 minutes, just close your eyes. Come as you descend on people. If you are outside, if you can come inside, just go inside. This one is the
There is a young man, the fire is coming on you now.
Help me, Holy Ghost. By fire.